RadioFooBar.com is where you can hear us on all the other great shows like Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. The Furnicat. Actually, you know what? I'm kind of tired of some of the other shows. Like, I keep talking about them and I listen. I'm tired. I've had it. I've had it with trying to be a part of this network that just. There's one guy. There's one guy that networks. And there's a network and there's one guy who networks. So, thanks.
TheLotusCast.com.
Thanks, Mike. Go to TheLotusCast.com where you can hear us on Spreaker.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by my co-host Napier via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. And returning again for a second week in a row, Mr. Pauly Deuce-Knuckles.
Hello, hello.
Another week closer to the big daddy time.
I'll also be shaving my beard.
It's
like a beard countdown.
Yeah, you got the playoff beard and the baby beard. You've been growing the beard the whole time?
Yeah, slightly longer. The beard was probably maybe 2 months, maybe a month longer than the baby. But so, I did trim the beard to basically stubble almost.
So when the baby comes, then you're going to be clean-shaven guy?
Yeah.
Done with beards?
I mean, relatively. You know, I shave like once a week or something.
So you're just going to be, you know, one of those regular old squares that...
Yep.
Gonna go
has,
get
but has like a baby and just, you know...
You're going to get one of those...
Goes to the park and shit.
Those things where you hold it on you?
Like, yeah.
Like a
carrier?
Thing.
Yeah, I want one of those things.
A baby Bjorn?
Yeah, I want one bad.
Paul's going to start bringing the baby to the podcast.
In his papoose.
A papoose.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, they're called papooses.
On the show today, at the break, we're debuting the new episode of Detective Napier. So that's exciting, right?
I'm excited.
Flaming buttholes.
We are going to do some awful, stereotypical, borderline racist impressions of black women.
Excellent.
And other fun stuff, too. I wanted to tell the story about mine and your miscommunication on Thursday.
There wasn't really a miscommunication.
Well, I mean, there kind of was.
Well, no, we both knew what time to be there, except for one of us actually showed up.
So I was going to go see X-Men with Napier on Thursday.
It wasn't just Napier. There was Napier and a bunch of other people.
Napier and Jesse. We were going to go see X-Men at the movie theater. I talked to Napier at the podcast Monday, said, "Hey, Napier, I'm going to go see X-Men on Thursday. You want to go?" "Yeah, call me." Called him Wednesday night, like 9 o'clock. I was like, "Hey, man, you remember tomorrow the movie, right? Like 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock? Cool, I'll be there." He said to lady friend, he said, "Hey, remind me tomorrow the movie, 7 o'clock. Called him at 6:15 the day of, 45 minutes before the movie. I'm like, "Hey, Napier. Movie in 45 minutes. You didn't forget, right?" "No, man, I'm leaving now. I'll be there soon." Okay. 7 o'clock rolls around. I'm in this movie theater. By the way, movie theater full of waterheads.
Really?
They had like an outing. They were all wearing bike helmets. Seriously, you missed out. If you go see that movie, you didn't see the same movie I did because mine was full of waterheads.
Well, good on me for not coming.
They had an outing, and like they all talked to the movie, and it was really interesting. It was great. I loved it. It was like my favorite movie experience ever. Because I'm serious, there was like 20 of them, and they all took up all those front rows that nobody sits in.
How considerate of them.
They weren't going to watch the movie anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, they all just sat there and ah! And like yelled and like, no, Wolverine, stop! It was awesome. I loved it so much. So we're walking up and we see all these waterheads piling in, and we're like, oh God, I hope they don't go in our theater. Just because, I mean, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be a dick or anything.
But you also don't want your movie experience ruined.
Right, I don't want my movie experience ruined by, you know,
people screaming at the movie theater.
Window lickers. That's a thing you say, right?
I don't think that's polite.
No.
I don't think that's the doctor term.
You know, I'm getting a soda, and I'm standing in the line, and I'm watching them, and they're all going in that theater. I'm like, oh, shit. You'd think if they got 20 of them together, they wouldn't all agree on the same movie. Like, some of them would go see a different movie, but as long as the short bus brought them.
Did they have a chaperone?
They all had their own chaperone. That's what I don't get, why they all went in one theater.
Huh.
But Jesse actually had a good line, and it was probably insensitive, but he said, this is going to be neat because it's like we're seeing X-Men with mutants.
Oh.
But, so there's all these waterheads in our movie, and Jesse said, this isn't the first time that this has happened to me. I went and saw, what was that movie with Denzel Washington that he landed the plane upside down?
Flight.
Flight. That's a good name for a movie about airplanes.
Oh, Passenger 47.
No, it was called Flight.
Yeah. Well, he said that the same thing happened to him when he went and saw Flight. And there's a scene in that movie where, you know, he's an alcoholic and he's looking at a big bottle of whiskey or something. And he's trying to, you know, fight himself not to drink it. And it's this pivotal scene in the movie. And he said that the theater was dead silent. And one of the waterheads yells up, don't drink it, Denzel.
So he had a sponsor in the audience.
So you know they have a test to see if your kid is going to be like autistic or Downsy, like in the womb.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have to pay for it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to pay for it. So, like, you know, our doctor tells us about the test, and we're like, you know, we don't need to pay for the test. I'm not.
So you get different levels of, like, maternity service? Like, you can take the gold or, like, the platinum or, like, the
Diamond Plus service? This
has retard a la protection? Carte.
Yeah, this is just to add an add-on.
Oh.
You know? So it's like getting 5 shrimp with your steak. You know, like, you're going to get the steak no matter what. But
hey, you want the waterhead test?
Yeah, so they, you know, they basically are asking, and we're like, well, no, no.
You want to be surprised.
Right, exactly. You know, you want that to be a surprise.
What plan
comes
with the extra stitch?
That's the test that they tell you that it is 70% accurate, and there's a 70% chance that they tell you that there's a mental or physical deficiency with your child, and then it comes out completely fine, or vice versa.
Yeah, so I mean, I think at that point, it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
if it's 70%, I mean, you might as well not know.
Right. So our doctor just
gets all freaked out over nothing.
Well, you're gonna abort that kid if they tell you that it's got a problem, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like, our doctor just doesn't say anything about it. We're like, no, don't worry about it. But our friend Mark Lang, their doctor was like, yeah, you know, they basically didn't give them the option, said, you're getting this. That way you can decide if you want to keep it or not after the test. And I was just like, damn, your doctor told you that? That's like, we might just want to kill this thing right now based on apparently a very inaccurate test. Like, yeah, you just want to get rid of it.
Well, I mean, right. It's like you're cooking something in the oven, right? And you have to cook them one at a time.
And you have to cook it for like 9 hours.
Right. And one of them comes out and, you know, your girlfriend tries it. She says, oh, this isn't very good. You try it. And so you try it and you're like, oh, man, I'm not going to like this. You're not still going to cook it for 9 hours.
Right.
You're going to take it out, throw it away, turn the oven off.
Right. Throw another one in there.
Travis, did you get the waterhead test on all your kids?
No, absolutely not.
You wanted to be surprised?
Well, after they gave me the stats on how accurate it was, we essentially told them to fuck their test.
So anyway, going and seeing this movie with Napier. And so we're sitting there. And, I mean, Jesse is well-versed in, you know, the Napier time vortex. He knows.
He was there.
So I says to Jesse, I said, hey, man, I bet you. This is at 7 o'clock on the dot. We're sitting in the movie theater. I say, I bet you Napier's going to be at least 20 minutes late.
I called you 10 minutes before the movie started and told you why I wasn't coming.
My phone was in the car. So Jesse's sitting there and he goes, I'm going to guess 17 minutes late. I'm like, okay, we'll see. So we sat there, and like every couple of minutes, I'd glance over at the entrances, and I'd be like, no Napier. And so the whole movie went by. I was like, wow, Napier's really, really late. I'm thinking Napier probably showed up a half hour late and just said, fuck it. You know, there's a 7:30. I'll just see a different showing. But no, Napier just didn't show up at all.
Well, I had planned to hang out with my friend, and when that obviously wasn't going to happen, I was like, nah, there's no point in driving all the way out there.
How do you live your life this way, though?
It's
not like this is just a thing that happened once. This happens every day of your life.
Yeah, it does.
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
How does it happen? All the time.
I think it's attention deficit disorder.
Do you pass out and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, hours have passed?
Sometimes. Mostly on video games. And be like, man, this video game has taken forever. What time is it? Oh shit, it's the next day.
Now, we've been doing this show live for almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years next month. And pretty much the entire time we've done the show live, Napier's came over an hour early to have dinner before we do the show. So that's for 2 years. Almost every Monday, Napier comes over at the same time and we do the show. So, like, this week, I didn't call him because, I mean, like, we've done it for 2 years. You come over at 7 o'clock every week. Why would I call you? You know what time we're hanging out.
And you know how I am.
And so Napier calls me at 7:15, and he goes, so what's going on tonight? I was like, why aren't you here yet? We talked last night. We're making steaks. It's like, we should be cooking them already. It should be time to eat almost. He goes, well, you didn't call me. I'm like, what would I call him and say? Hey,
still on
like,
for hey, tonight?
Still yeah. on for the same time.
Well, you
we
have
hang out every week forever.
You have not called me until like 7:15 before, and then said, "Oh, hey, by the way, you know, we can't do food this week."
I don't think that's ever happened ever.
Yeah, that has several times, in fact.
So I really enjoyed X-Men, and that's the moral of the story.
Can I interject really quick?
Yes.
It feels to me, just from the outside, that maybe Napier feels like you're taking him for granted.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You're not going above and beyond, giving him the phone calls, asking him, you know, how his day was, if he's coming over, what he'd like to talk about tonight. You know what
Napier's
I mean?
Napier's phone is not on, ever. He forgets to charge it. Unless I drove over to his house and knocked on his door, me and Napier don't talk except on Mondays.
I have an alternate theory.
What's that?
Maybe Napier doesn't actually like you all that much. It was like, he's like, oh, hey, he hasn't called me, so I'm just not going to go. And, you know, so he's like, really, like, every time you confirm, you're like, fuck, yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure, I'll be there, you know. If you just don't confirm, though, he's like, sweet, got out of it this week.
Well, then I have absolutely no spine, and it's been 3 years of I just feel this social obligation to hang out with Mike on Mondays.
Well, doesn't someone have to hang out with Mike, though?
He's got a lady friend. I mean,
I have friends, guys.
No, I thought all your friends had babies and they left you.
You've got hockey friends, right?
I have hockey friends that I meet up with every Thursday.
And you've got podcast friends.
And I have Napier that I hang out with every Monday.
Well, I mean, you don't... You play hockey with those guys. I mean, that's like saying, you know, you got friends at school that you only see at school. You're not really friends.
Are the people you work with friends? Like,
I don't talk to anybody I work with.
I don't know how
you guys look at me like that for?
I think you just found out that I'm your only friend.
I'm not your own. I have a ton of friends.
Yeah.
I have so many friends, guys.
Are they all in Canada?
I'm
women?
A goddamn social butterfly.
Have you seen his Facebook page?
Have you seen? Look at my Facebook page.
It's Napier's mom.
Hundreds of friends. I talked to your mom today on Facebook.
Yeah, but you're not friends with my mom.
I talked to your mom.
Yeah, and she tried to get me to put a bid on the house next door.
Yeah,
to
you. She wanted you to move next door to me.
I saw that. You should.
No, I think that thing has like bigger raccoons than my house does, like right now.
See, that's the theory, is that if Napier were to move into your neighborhood, he'd probably trap that raccoon and bring it with him.
I got some bad news to report.
Why?
I haven't heard hide nor fucking tail of this raccoon since the attack. I think he died.
Anchor in the chat says Napier and Mike are in a loveless podcasting marriage.
Right, well, it's like too big of a formality to like stop coming over here Monday. So it's just like,
Napier, if you don't want to do the podcast, you really don't have to.
It's not the podcast that bothers them.
See, Napier, seriously, you won't hurt my feelings. Like, if you would rather just hang out and play World of Tanks and not come over here, wouldn't hurt my feelings. I'd be fine.
I would appreciate a fart gasket of some sort, like a fart pillow.
Oh, you're putting up like demands or something, like things I need to get to make you more comfortable.
Well, every time I come over here, we eat food, and then I fart around your house,
right?
And then I have to have you and my lady friend like staring at me all squinchied,
right?
And like giving me the glares. I would just like a pillow I can fart into, so that we could all be good neighbors with our gases.
Paul, I miss you, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm off early now. I should probably come by more often.
You should.
I just started like beginning of last month.
So. Yeah, because this is brutal.
Well, at least I'm not shitting on all your ideas like Drunk does.
That's true. You know how like when we used to do the show with you, Paul, and like you would shit on my ideas, but like in a funny way. And then, like,
just shits on them.
And then, like, you would, like, add to it and, you know, say, oh, well, I know how to make this better. That was, like, your thing. You'd be like, your idea sort of doesn't suck, but I have a way to make your idea better. Drunk pretty much just shits on everything I say and then sits there and stares at me and waits for me to say something else.
It works out sometimes. I've heard some gold on the podcast.
Drunk is punctuation. Drunk puts a firm period on things, and then I have to start a new paragraph.
That's very true, I think. That's very apt.
I will say that Mike's bath buddy was not a good idea.
It was a good idea.
No, you've had good ideas, but that wasn't one of them.
I heard you were wanting to invent something.
Well, I invent things all the time.
Like... When I was told Drunk I was coming on the podcast again, he said, "Did Mike tell you one of his inventions?" and I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, he's always got inventions, and I always, you know, shoot him down." And I'm like, "Oh, is this like a new bit?" And he's like, "No, it's just kind of the normal thing." So, like in my head, I'm thinking. Invent, like, I don't know, like cogs and springs and like some sort of fucking invention. But I imagine he's just talking about the, hey, we should have a Mike's bath buddy and that kind of thing.
Okay, Paul. Paul doesn't know about the bath buddy. Paul's going to either come up with a way to make this better or he's going to.
I think you. I was here for that. Was it like something that goes on the.
Right. So that if you're sitting in the bathtub. And somebody else wants to sit in the bathtub, but at the other end, you know, that faucet's there, and your back would hit it. And so it's like a cushion that you can put on the back of the bathtub that kind of covers up that faucet so that you can sit comfortably at the other end of the bath.
When you say comfortably, how long of a bathtub do you have? Because I imagine if you're taking off, like, a foot, you know, like, I mean, the faucet, maybe it's like 8 inches... But, you know, you're cutting that off. Two people are going to sit there with, like, their knees above the water.
It'd be all romantic and shit.
I don't know.
Get some feet rubs.
Yeah.
I think my lady friend's foot would just be jammed into my taint and vice versa. Like, we'd be wearing each other's slippers, and then we'd have to wash our feet again because there'd be poo on them.
And I invented the condiment gun.
That was my favorite.
That's a thing. I have one.
Yeah, we discussed that too.
Not one in the shape of a 6-hour.
And, no, it's like a big, like a 6-shooter, like a big revolver.
And doppelbanger.com, the website where you can go to find the porn equivalent of your favorite stars.
My idea was to make the doppelbanger site something like you would try to find a porn actress that looks like you, and you put them into situations you want to be in. Like, let's say you want to plow abroad, like, at the ass end of a Pizza Hut. You find...
Is that, like, top 10 fantasies? Plow abroad at the ass end of a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that...
That's right up there.
I mean,
right by the dough mixer.
Who doesn't...
There's yeast going everywhere. Fucking sexy.
Who doesn't want to fuck abroad on a make table? That would be amazing.
Like it would have to be a used make table, right?
Yeah, all cut
with
up.
With, like, just cheese that's been, like, mushed by pans and things.
Yeah, old mold at the corners that nobody seems to get.
So, I mean, we're still kind of on movies, right? No?
Yeah, movies.
No. Couple movies finished in the Hollywood Fantasy League. X-Men, that was Napier's pick. Napier didn't contribute to this total, by the way, because he can't get anywhere on time.
He didn't see it.
Yeah. X-Men finished with $162 million, 74% Metacritic. So X-Men scored 120 points. That puts you in the current lead, Napier.
My penis is so hard right now.
It's pretty good. 120 points is a big finish.
Very good. Nice
so,
job.
I mean, really, the only other first-round picks, I guess, would be... I had Ninja Turtles. Travis, you had Transformers, didn't you?
Woo! Yep, Transformers.
And Dan had Guardians of the Galaxy.
You think Ninja Turtles is going to do good?
I don't know.
Yes.
I bet it's going to do shit.
It's going to make a bunch of money because Ninja Turtles is having like a giant resurgence. It's like bigger than it's been since the 80s.
But the issue is going to be the Metacritic.
Yeah, right. It will make tons of money because every little kid that I know is totally into the Ninja Turtles, and every parent is going to take their child to see the Ninja Turtle movie.
I mean, because Spider-Man and Godzilla both... I mean, they didn't make close... they made like $147 million to X-Men's $162, so that's not a huge difference. But the Metacritic's kicked them in the nuts.
Yep.
I mean, a 74% Metacritic is pretty fucking good. And the Adam Sandler movie, nobody drafted it, but it did $30 million and has a 31% Metacritic. So
people love shitting on him.
Yeah, I know. That should have been a Mandy movie. We should actually just give Mandy more movies. We should give Mandy like 5 or 6 movies.
Seems reasonable.
So, I mean, the question is, when this one's over, this one runs through August, do we do another one for like September through the end of the year? Do like the holiday movies?
I don't see why not.
There wasn't... I kind of went through and looked at what's coming up, and I guess they probably don't have everything that's coming out, but they have... Gone Girl, Interstellar, that's the new Christopher Nolan movie. The next Hunger Games, Dumb and Dumber 2, another Hobbit movie. They're making a sequel to Horrible Bosses, apparently. They're making another Night at the Museum. Did you see the Annie remake?
There's a
Black Annie.
That's
Jamie Foxx is going to be in it.
Are you
Isn't that
shitting
Will,
me?
Will Smith's kid, right?
Is it Will Smith's daughter?
I know originally it was supposed to be that Willow Smith or whatever the hell her name is.
I think she retired.
Did she?
I think she retired from acting and music. She said she didn't want to do it anymore.
So now they shove some other little black girl in it?
That'd be kind of cool if you could just retire at 10.
I mean, if you're Will Smith's kid, you probably can, you know.
Just... I'm sure they never even had to start, like, working.
Yeah, they're probably okay. But the... Will Smith's kid, the boy that was in the bad M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, he keeps dressing up as superheroes when he goes out. He went to Kanye West's wedding in a white Batman outfit.
Man, that's racist.
I know. It was pretty cool.
Like inverted Batman?
Yeah, he was inverted Batman. He was white Batman. Which, you're not allowed to wear white to weddings, are you?
You can, yeah.
Or Batman costumes.
Well,
that's probably more of the thing, the Batman costume.
Now, people have themed weddings.
I don't think this was one of those things. Did you know they're making it Taken 3?
Really?
Yes. Did you see Nonstop?
No.
I saw it in the theater.
Nonstop was kind of Taken 3.
Yeah. It was good, though, right?
I think Liam Neeson's going to become Jason Statham pretty quick.
No, he's going to become Harrison Ford very quickly.
Every movie.
Because he's already fucking old.
Is the next Taken. There was a thing that I saw actually on the way home about they're in the process of casting a new young Indiana Jones.
Oh, Lord.
And they really liked that Twilight fella.
Oh, they're not getting the Shia LaBeoufs?
No, no, no. They like that Twilight fella, the Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, but he looks absolutely fucking nothing like
Indiana
Jones.
He's very dry and dull. I mean, he isn't very charismatic. He's kind of... I mean, Indiana Jones is kind of, you know, comedic almost, you know, and kind of fun and lighthearted. And he's kind of like a dull dope, isn't he?
Wasn't that just his character in those movies?
No, I've seen him in several things, and he's kind of like dull in everything.
That's the character he plays.
Wasn't he in that 9/11 movie too, but you didn't know it was a 9/11 movie till the end? Like it was like a big romance for like an hour and 20 minutes and then...
Spoilers, Travis.
That's like 4 years old. Fuck these people if they haven't seen that movie. They didn't want to.
But they also were throwing out Chris Pine as a possible Indiana Jones. Which might not be too bad.
He can't be Indiana Jones. He's already Captain Kirk, and now he's Jack Ryan. He can't be three reboots.
Yeah,
that's kind of like saying someone can't be Indiana Jones and Han Solo, right?
Right.
Well, no, he could be two. He just can't be three.
And the other name they were throwing around is Thor. And Thor's too beefy to be Indiana Jones, I think.
Yeah, I think Seth Green should be Indiana Jones.
Seth Green?
Yeah, he'd be good.
Napier, who would you cast as Indiana Jones?
Kevin Smith.
Why?
Why not? He was so good in
he
that
looks
movie.
Good in a trench coat.
Yeah.
What about that fella that plays the dopey guy on True Blood? He's Anna Paquin's brother.
Ryan Quanten or whatever.
Yeah, get him to be Indiana Jones.
Why don't we get Ryan Reynolds to do it?
Ryan Reynolds is Indiana Jones. No, I think that's awful.
Why would that be awful?
I think that's pretty bad.
He was so good as Green Lantern, though. Did you see that Green Lantern movie? Oh, that was my shit, dog. Holy fuck. I watched that movie till my fucking DVD player broke.
Did you see... Oh, yeah, Gandalf and Magneto. You can't be both, right?
No, that's too powerful.
No, you can be two things, not three.
Oh, you can't be three things.
Can't be three things, that's what I was saying. You can be two, you just can't be three.
I'm trying to think of somebody who's three things.
Will
that
Smith...
Gandalf and Magneto guy's got to be... Isn't he Professor Dumbledore as well?
What's his name was the Human Torch and Captain America and the guy who was trying to fuck that broad in that movie.
Anna Faris?
Yeah, Anna Faris in that movie where
that
she
good,
could only have sex
flick.
With one more person.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
I didn't see it.
It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Will Smith is an actor, a rapper, and fake black. That's three things. yeah, you didn't see that coming, did you?
There is a new program that... do you know who Andy Cohen is? I don't either. But apparently he is shopping a new program called I Slept With a Celebrity, where he interviews people who have slept with a celebrity. And, like, they talk about their date and, like, I guess, like, how they were in the sack, you know, how they stacked up, you know what I'm saying? And this is going to be a show that exists. Every week, you can watch a show where somebody you've never seen before says, yeah, I had sex with 50 Cent. He had a big one.
That fucking show is going to last 1 week until they get sued till they're fucking naked as shit in a gutter. And then that's it. It's over. You'll see one episode.
It's going to be a bunch of groupies talking about fucking male celebrities, and then a bunch of, like, guys who, like, fucked the girl, the, like, Mila Kunis in junior high, like, when they were both, you know, 14. You know, so it's like, we were in the back of my mom's van, and,
Or somebody that fucked Michelle Pfeiffer after she got really old and unattractive.
It was like last Thursday. I banged her outside of fucking Starbucks.
I fucked Helen Hunt 3 days ago.
Sick.
They should name the show
Sharon
Lawsuit
Stone
Bait.
Did it for me.
But yeah, I'd watch that show. I would. I wouldn't tell anybody I watch it, but I'd watch it.
Does
that
it
was like your
like...
dick list. Do you remember when we did the dick list?
Yeah.
That was fun, right?
You know, I like how you had the track running in the background.
Yeah, that was M Flames.
Oh, you know what they should do?
We need
do?
To bring that back.
That totally
went great last time, Napier.
I want to
Are you
that.
Sure that went great? It didn't go horrible? Because I thought it went horrible.
No, that was great.
All we were doing was talking about hogs for
when
like
we did
30
the
minutes.
Celebrity wrap-up with M Flames.
You know what they should do? They should go to those...
best bit ever.
They should go to those insane asylums and interview people that think they've had sex with imaginary characters and tell them how they would be, like, fucking. Don't you think that'd be amazing? And then nobody can sue.
Oh, so, like, somebody said, you know, hey, I had sex with Scooby-Doo.
Or somebody had,
or
like...
Or Casper the Ghost.
Or, like, a giant orgy with, like, fucking
Helen
Zoolander.
I have once had sex with Roger Rabbit.
And that little Danny DeVito-looking motherfucker from that movie. He
joined Bob Hoskins?
Bob Hoskins joined
him. He died.
In. Yeah, but his
Too
character
soon.
Didn't. His character didn't.
Too soon.
I mean, at this point, he might as well be Roger Rabbit if he's dead. I mean...
Do you think there's any celebrities that want to have sex with you as their character?
Like, you dress up as him?
See, now that would be interesting. Like, if, you know, you found out that George Clooney likes to fuck with the Batman mask on. I'd watch it if they talked about that. Be like, dude,
you know
this
who
dude
I'd
cannot
almost...
get off unless he's yeah. dressed up as
I'd
Batman.
I'd be all right with Halle Berry and, well, Michelle Pfeiffer, too, in her Catwoman costume. You know, that might be all right. But that's how she rolls, you know.
Right.
I'd almost guarantee that Daniel Day-Lewis probably fucks as his characters, right? So, like, Daniel Plainview and Abraham Lincoln.
Do you think Jamie Foxx demands people treat him like Django when they're giving him blowjobs?
he probably wants them to treat him like Ray.
You want
Ray.
The D? Because the D is silent. Ah.
Nice.
You won't hear him coming.
I was really excited about this story that Mandy sent us about the lady who attached a newborn baby to the back of her wedding dress. So, you know how you have the something borrowed and the something blue and the something new? This broad had a newborn baby. She just had a kid, and she needed something new on her dress. So, she stitches something like a little thing, and she puts her baby on like the, what do they call that, the train, like the thing they drag behind them, on the back of the dress, and drags the baby down the aisle, and then gets married with the baby like laying on her dress.
She was probably on some sort of like cart or you know.
No, just on the dress.
Just dragging
the kid down the aisle.
I'm okay with it. Like those dresses are expensive. They're made of nice, comfortable material.
And what was
it's
really
good to get some other use out of
what
it.
What was really humorous is I'm going through the comments, and you know, there's a lot of people saying, "Oh my God, this is child abuse. Oh, this person's crazy." But there was a whole lot more comments about people debating whether or not it was an authentic Vera Wang dress or not. Which, that's where we're at. It's like, hey. I don't know, man. That doesn't look like an authentic... You can't get an authentic Vera Wang dress at, you know, the Dress Barn or wherever it is she got her dress at.
Well, Goodwill sells all kinds of things.
Right. But this story kind of picked up national attention, and it was all over the news. And the lady who dragged her baby down the aisle she had a reply to all the attention that she's getting and all the media backlash that she's getting.
She's probably getting a shit ton of phone calls.
I wanted, Napier, I wanted you to read her reply, but I want you to do it in a very offensive, stereotypical black woman voice. Just for, you know, effect. Just so that, you know, they get the full authentic.
Like they were there.
Yeah, like they were there.
Okay. Okay, let's see if I can do this.
All right, I'm ready to hear your true, stereotypical, borderline offensive black woman voice. Are you ready, Paul? This is going to be good.
Yes.
People questioning what we do, commenting all negative, and just doing the most. We good, though. We covered by the blood, which never lose its power.
Loose. Never loose, loose its power.
Loose its power.
Okay.
So to the media, radio news, and whomever else wanting to talk about what we do, here you go. Media, media, media. I see how it works regardless the situation or purpose people gone have something negative to say. The answer is we do what we want when we want, so long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine and gonna continue to be fine. Our 1 month old was awake and well secured on my train. That sounds really racist.
Our 1 month old was awake and well secured on my train.
It's slave train.
Oh.
Most important.
That, I don't think that's what she meant.
Oh. Well, I can't tell. The punctuation on here is horrible. Most important, while y'all got your feelings in us, we had our hearts in Christ, which covers all. So keep your mouths running, for it was just that exclusive and epic enough. We made top blogway from small town Ripley TN and the social media, what they do talk. Why is it that when black
people...
That
was really good, Napier. The man of a thousand voices.
Thank you. You know, I've been practicing that voice now for quite a while, in case something like this were to ever come up.
Yeah, I mean, Travis was like, you know, hey, man, I got voices. And I was like, no, Napier's got this.
And I blew it out the tank. Have you ever noticed when black people do something stupid, they want to quote Jesus at you? And also white people do that too, but they're normally like the inbred kind. You know, like the people in the trailer parks that say they're going to rebuild after the fifth tornado.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about black people, I mean, we could do another one of those, oh, you know, the black people, they're crazy things. Travis sent me the 31-year-old woman who is posing as a high school sophomore.
Oh, that was a black lady?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, you can't really tell sometimes.
I wouldn't say she was a black lady because she was a young-looking 31-year-old gal. Black lady, white lady, yellow lady.
Well, was she white?
No, she was black.
Oh, okay.
She's from Texas. She told this woman that she was an orphan. She just walked up to this woman and asked for a place to stay, and she said she was abused and her parents are dead. So this lady takes her in. She says, oh, my God, this 15-year-old girl, I'm going to take her in. I'm going to get her registered in school. You know, she's doing the right thing. The Christian thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Finds out this bitch is 31.
After 6 months of being in that school. She was in that school, enrolled in that school for 6 months.
And it's just like that Drew Barrymore movie.
It's just like Never Been Kissed, exactly. It's just completely ridiculous that anybody would buy it. So that means this 31-year-old woman fooled, like, teachers and students for those 6 months.
Hey, some people need to get their GED.
It wasn't a school for the gifted, I would probably say.
She was very mature for her age. Do you think if you could go back and do it all over again, that would be awesome. Like knowing what you knew now. You go back and slay Poon.
I mean, if I had to, I would slay more Poon. But I don't think I would choose to go back and do it again.
Get another chance at it, Napes.
Would you
stay awake more?
No, I would have slept more.
Would you come to class more often?
I didn't realize how much I could get away with. If I would have known then what I know now, I would have done so little. It would have been you'd be surprised about how little I could have done. They just were like, "Yeah, you can just move on to the next grade." Like, "Okay, cool. That's awesome. I'm going to go take a nap."
So, apparently she scammed a whole bunch of people. Her picture kind of went around and they said, "Oh, I was scammed by that woman too."
Oh, do you think she was just doing it for like the 16 and 17 year old football player hog? Like that she just wanted to get railed by dudes like in their football playing years?
Those young bucks.
Yeah. She just wanted some. She was just a big old hog rider. She just wanted to get herself some easy hog.
What do you think? You want to take a break? Do Detective Napier?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and do Dr. Napier and talk about other stuff. Well, we're going to talk about grapefruiting.
Grapefruiting?
Right.
Is that what I think it is?
When you grapefruit your man.
Oh.
Word.
I thought that was when you scooped out the inside of a vagina like it was a grapefruit. But then that don't make no sense.
Nope. It don't. You're right. All right, we'll be back in like 5 minutes. Enjoy episode whatever this is of Detective Napier. And, yeah, bye.
By the time I cleared my mind enough to actually eat, my Taco Bell order was as cold as the body I found in my bed. The stress had diminished my appetite to the point I could only eat two chalupas, a Cool Ranch Doritos Locos taco, a bean burrito, a black bean burrito, bean and cheese burrito, an XXL steak nacho, and a large Mountain Dew Baja Blast, which I know is just Mountain Dew mixed with that blue Gatorade, but I don't care, because it's damn tasty. Anyway, I was still hungry for justice.
Napier, a private dick without decency, fighting crime and obesity, so you'd better watch out, Detective Napier. Ladies, this man is invincible, and the world needs him now. Detective Napier, crime stories.
Returning to the scene of the crime, I searched for clues. Although the silent assassin had done his dirty deeds while we were taking sweet after-sex naps, surely there had to be something to lead my investigation. I kicked piles of dirty laundry and looked inside old McDonald's cups, but found nothing. Nothing that would give me an idea who made an attempt on my life. All of this searching made me incredibly hungry. Since I had already been to Taco Bell, I decided the next logical place to search for clues was at Jack in the Box. When I arrived, the dining room was surprisingly empty, with the exception of one man eating alone. With his back turned to me, I could tell by his posture he was upset. As I weaved through the crowd control posts on my way to the counter, my eyes remained fixed on the man in the dining room. I could see his glasses and beard, an obvious sense of style. He reminded me of me. Sensing he was being watched, the man turned his head and made eye contact with me. Quickly, I averted my eyes as to not make the situation fruity or uncomfortable. But then I slowly looked back. I realized this man didn't remind me of me. This man was me!
Do what's supposed to be an exciting advertisement for Square Enix.
On Friday nights, the world's most extreme food and wine podcast can be heard live on RadioFubar.com. Prepare yourselves for the Squarehead Kids.
Settle down. You're out of control.
And then he closed the curtains.
I wish you guys would just shut up and let me speak.
Bitches.
Ain't no good at choo-choo over here.
Bitches.
You're gonna jack off onto some toast and you're gonna eat it.
Bitches.
I'm an artist too, so fuck you, little boy.
Bitches.
Download past episodes at squareheadkids.com.
Hello, kids. Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430. Or you can get a hold of us on the Skype at WFO Dicks or Radio Fubar. Paul, it's just me and you, buddy.
I know.
Napier waited until the end of the break to go Duke.
Well, he was considerate and told I had to piss, and he told me to go and do it first so that I didn't have to stand
in. I'm still here, guys.
Oh, Travis, I thought you went and smoked, too.
Yeah, I've been back. I've been back.
Well, I wanted to tell you about this big new trend that's going on out there. I saw this on the television, and I just wanted to share it with you in case you need a new way to please your man.
I do.
Even though you won't be able to hear it.
So. Oh. Is it gonna sound like sniffles to me? The dolphin?
It will sound exactly like Sniffles the dolphin to you. So,
perfect.
This is a little bit on the longer side. It's like 3 minutes long, but it's totally worth it. There's a payoff at the end. So I'm just saying.
Should I take notes? Do I need my wife to be doing this?
Yeah. This okay. needs to happen. So I mean, if you're sitting there and you're going, God, this takes forever, just stick with it. It has a good payoff at the end. So. Oh, you don't hear anything?
Oh, I can hear it.
Now, this is my bonus technique, the grapefruit. Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Just
no better
see,
feeling what he
right?
has to
that
get
could be better,
than
right.
being grapefruited. So what you need to do is you need to, of course, have a grapefruit. You want to make...
I mean, like right now, Paul, you're thinking to yourself,
I'm intrigued.
Why has this not happened to me yet?
Right.
I've been on this earth for as long as I have, never been grapefruited.
Make sure you get the ruby red. It's sweeter, it's easier. If you are allergic to grapefruit or can't use a grapefruit for your medication, you can always use a large navel orange. Now, what you want to do is make sure
the
alternates.
Grapefruit is room temperature. Yeah. All you have to do is put it in warm water. Do not microwave it. Do not boil it. Then, once it gets to that temperature, all you need to do is roll it. The reason why you want to roll it is because you want to juice it up a little bit. The juicier, the better. Then what you're going to do is you're going to find the navel. There's two navels to the grapefruit. Once you do that, you're going to place it on the plate, and the navel's on the outside. You want to take a knife, and you actually want to cut one side of that navel off. Now, all this that you're doing, he will not see any of this preparation because... I'm going to tell you that a little bit later. It's a trick. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take it to the other side and do the same thing.
So she's
going to
bust out a knife while my dick's out to cut this navel?
So you should have a grapefruit that has two sides missing just like this. Now what you're going to do is you're going to put a hole in the middle of the grapefruit approximately the size of your man's penis. Do not make it too big. Do not make it too tight. Just approximate. Then what you want to do is you're going to take the knife midway down and make sure it goes all the way through.
What would be
all you
best
want to do is make a nice
is if you knew the circumference of your fella's dick
right
ahead of time. I mean, like maybe a week ahead of time, just, you know.
Hey, can I measure the circumference of
I'm
your dick?
I'm just curious what the circumference of your dick is. You know, just bring it up casually. That's a thing that the ladies do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a nickel for every time somebody got out a tape measure around my dick.
Hole in the middle of the grapefruit. Now, if you take it and make it too big, that's okay because you can always squeeze your hands like the muscles of your vagina.
Right.
And if you make it too tight, all you have to do is take your finger and push the flesh back. It's just grapefruit. Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Why? If you came to the bedroom with a grapefruit, what is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that.
So this is what you do.
Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier. I want to suck your dick blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. So now, your man is in the bed. You have the grapefruit already prepared.
I mean, if that was one of the requirements.
Smell the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. Just like you said you were going to do.
Did you add that?
No.
I didn't. So that's the sound.
What you're going to do is replace the grapefruit.
Travis, did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's the sound she makes when she sucks dick.
Yeah.
It sounds like a goddamn crazy.
It sounds like
swamp
the Cookie Monster
eating somebody.
It's the Cookie Monster going to town on a box of Chips Ahoy.
Right. I thought for sure you had added that sound.
No,
that.
I didn't.
I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty good.
Okay, but now. It's even better because she's going to do it with the grapefruit now. This is on YouTube, by the way.
Okay.
You guys got to find this
YouTube.
Oh, it's
YouTube on
YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From your mouth, you're going to twist up and down on his shaft and suck the head at the same time.
So not just stand. Like a fucking angry Wolverine.
Now, ladies, remember, grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight while you're sucking his dick.
Man.
Now.
Good
once tip. You're doing this technique, it feels amazing to him, but he's
sucking my dick burns fat.
He has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this: take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But he'll never say stop. All he's going to be thinking is, I could have been fucking a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
Wait, I didn't hear that. Like, when there's grapefruit involved. It sounds like she did all this elaborate prepping of a grapefruit, and she just, like,
She wrapped the grapefruit around his wanger, and then she was going up and down with the grapefruit and sizzling his dizzle at the same time.
Okay.
So
she was sizzling his dizzle the whole time?
The whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what that sound was. Couldn't you tell?
You said you were going to do.
But yeah, that was my immediate thought is that.
She sounds like one of the critters from the Critters movies.
There was a time that this would have been like super valuable information. You know, I could have been fucking grapefruits like the whole teenage
Are you kind of curious?
Yeah, I mean.
I think at this point in our lives, we're probably beyond fucking objects, right?
Right.
We don't fuck things anymore.
I'm just saying, you know, it would have been nice if I knew that I could just fuck a grapefruit when I was, you know, 13 or something. That'd have been sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Napier...
There'd be a lot of cleanup involved, right? Like, isn't your whole crotch just, like, sticky as fuck after that?
Yeah, you'd have to. You'd probably get it all over everything, wouldn't it?
You'd
probably, the juice
like,
would get all over.
Yeah, plastic sheets or something.
That's why I was never into even like the hardcore lotion use. You know what I mean? Because you get all that all over the place. You got to clean up. That seems to be ridiculous.
It seems like a lot of unnecessary work.
Right, more prep than actual doing. You know.
Right. I guess we're just going to do Ask Dr. Paul this week.
All right.
Dr. Paul.
He's still shitting. He's probably rubbing one out at this point.
Oh, yeah.
The after shit.
Can I do like an actual setup? Can we actually do it if we're going to do Ask Dr. Paul?
Yeah, do it.
It's time for Ask Dr. Paul.
From Jared Cardinal, can I replace my wife with a gun?
No, you need the gun first. It's the first part of the replacing your wife process. So you have to already have the gun. No, you need to get the gun first. That way you can shoot your wife.
Oh,
I thought you meant you need to get the gun first so you can get your wife.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you could, like, hold your, a wife-to-be hostage. I mean,
right,
it just depends on the situation.
You're going to bury me.
Right, this is going to happen.
From Anchor Babcock, was Alice the all-time best servant on TV? Did you hear Alice from
Brady Bunch
died?
You know, I was really a big fan of, what was his name?
Mr. Belvedere?
No, it's the one from The Fresh Prince.
What about Alfred? Alfred was pretty fucking good.
I like the one from Fresh Prince. What the hell was his name?
Oh, man.
Jeffrey?
Yes,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey was good.
The Asian guy that hung out with the Green Hornet, the limo driver, he was
pretty good.
My
favorite was the robot maid from the Jetsons.
Oh, Rosie, she was hot.
Yep.
Yeah, you thought, I was more of a, Daughter Judy kind of guy.
Ooh, yeah. Elroy, too.
That damn dog, I loved him.
From you know who else I liked? You remember that little pterodactyl that held the phone on the Flintstones? And every time they answered the phone and they hung it up, like he'd have like some smart ass comment.
It's a living.
Right. I liked him. Yeah, that's my favorite servant in the history of TV. And from Jim Chadman, when sizing up a potential mate, how much emphasis should I put on the amount of arm fat her mother has?
Ugh.
You know, I don't know about the arm fat portion, but I would definitely, you do get a picture into what the future's kind of going to hold.
Right.
You know, if you can see that the mom has exploded and she weighs 400 pounds, then, that's more than likely down the road. That's what's going to happen.
You kind of can see sort of where it's headed.
Right. I mean, maybe she's super dedicated and she's going to be this workout machine for the rest of her life, so she never gets her mom. But
hell yeah, baby,
that's
a lot of fucking dedication.
You know.
And that was Ask Dr. Paul.
Dr. Paul.
I was hoping he would start back up if we just stayed silent.
So
on the magnitude of shits that is happening right now, are we talking
I think Napier just wasn't having fun. So
that's what
just
I was
going
to say.
Hide up till the show's over.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, it was a big
it was
one.
A big one.
He probably left.
He's in there playing Angry Birds on his phone.
Have you played Clash of Clans? I'm all about the Clash of Clans lately.
What I'm thinking with the Clash of Clans, I keep getting fucking ads for Clash of Clans in everything. If you get Clash of Clans, do you stop getting so many ads?
I didn't get many ads for it. I saw a few on TV, but other than that, I just got friends saying, "You got to join my clan, bro."
No, I got a game on my phone that I've been really into. It's called
100
Balls.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Is it referring to testicles?
You got all these balls, right? And you release the balls, and then they fall into cups. And then if you get them all in the cup, then you get them back, and then you can put them in other cups.
And so there's levels with different arrangements of cups?
Different colors of cups. And the different colors of cups change the color of your balls, And then if you have better colors, you get more points. Well, how was your poop?
I heard the white balls are normally the best balls.
That's racist.
Is that Paul's catchphrase? Was I not around for that originally?
No, it was like an internet meme.
Oh.
And that's just always how I imagined it was said.
Sounds like it could be your catchphrase.
There was some teenage girls in New York that bought a couch from the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And when they sat on it, it felt lumpy. So they investigated, and they found a bag with $41,000 in it.
Score.
Well, good for them.
They started going through it, and they found some old lady's name in it. And they said, oh, man.
Was she dead when they looked her up?
We need to look this lady up because she's probably missing her $41,000. And sure enough, she was. It was her life savings. She was pretty bummed out that it was gone.
So wait, how did she lose her $41,000?
She hid it in her couch. And then her family gave her couch to the Salvation Army. Which seems like a stupid thing to do.
Don't you think she'd be like, hey, you can give all of this to the Salvation Army, but don't get rid of my fucking couch.
Right.
Well, don't you think when she found out, she was like, hey, assholes, where's my fucking $41,000 couch? It was just here.
And,
you know what I mean?
And why didn't you just then go down to the Salvation Army and buy your own couch for like $1.50, and then you'd have your $41,000 back? They probably thought she was crazy. She's like, no, I had money in the couch. They're like, whatever, Grandma. Well, no, it was $41,000.
The real question is to have the presence of mind to be like, oh, well, in case something ever happens to my couch, I need to put my name and phone number in this bag of money. I mean, I would just think I'm going to hide my money here. I wouldn't think to put my name and phone number in the bag.
Yeah, I don't put my name in my little pickle jar that I throw cash and change in at all.
You should.
I guess. You should, yeah.
If someone ever finds my $87 in change, they'll know.
You know what they got as a reward?
A fucking stick of gum.
$1,000.
That's not even 10%.
I know. I'd give them like half. I'd be happy to get half of it. I'd be like, fuck, man. I wouldn't have given this money back.
No, I think I'd just be nice like, suckers. You gave me the money back. Here's $1,000. Go fuck yourself. You hit it big, you dumbasses.
You idiots. You know, and that's the thing. Obviously, these kids needed that money if they're buying a couch from the Salvation Army.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hipsters.
Do you think that it would be fun to go buy like a $10 couch from Goodwill and fill it with strange things and then donate it to another Goodwill?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun as hell.
Like dildos and things? That'd be pretty cool. Just fill it with dildos.
How about we get some little baby dolls from like Toys R Us on clearance?
And dildos.
And we stuff the dildos and the baby dolls full of dead rat entrails and shove them all inside. Like,
I was thinking like kind of like fun, harmless things. You're talking
like
about
a confession note for a murder or something.
When we built this wall in my living room, we put stuff in it. Just because, and when we put the floor down, we put stuff under the floor, too. Just so that if anybody ever rips up this wall or puts it under the floor, they're going to think some really weird people built the stuff.
What kind of stuff did you put in the walls and the floor?
I mean, like, you know, McDonald's toys and stuff. You know, weird stuff.
Oh, this
so that one day if somebody opens up this drywall or something, they're like, oh, my God, there's like a little Green Lantern toy in this wall.
So it's not like a copy of Amazing Spider-Man number one, which assholes all over the country seem to find when they're renovating their house, and I never have?
You haven't found one copy of Amazing Spider-Man 1 in your house?
That's fucking bullshit.
No,
obviously, you need to keep looking. It's there somewhere.
Well, have you torn up all your walls? Because you really got to go through all your walls.
I've gutted this piece of shit, believe me. But it certainly seems like, I think in Minnesota alone, there was like 3 people who found like ridiculously expensive comic books in their walls when they decided to, like, re-drywall the fuckers. Me? I find just really shitty construction underneath.
Mike, you should have put, like, Illuminati stuff and Masonic pentagrams. Because
treasure maps.
Yeah.
Weird treasure maps that take you to, like, a Walgreens in Baldwin.
Yeah, like...
That way Nick Cage can come find them and decipher them.
Yeah, I got, like, a little marking that shows where a speed bump is. Like, look underneath the speed bump, and you'll find true happiness. And all it is a dead dude. This.
We need to start hiding things in walls. We need to be carpenters or guys who build houses so that we can put stuff in walls.
We like to put stuff in the drunk. Does that count?
The PlayStation 4 controllers has like a little plastic figurine in there.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
What kind of little figurine?
Like a little like woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that so that I...
No, it's a real thing. Look it up.
It's not.
It is. Every PlayStation 4 controller's got one. Part of the construction process.
They put a little woman in it?
Yep, little plastic woman.
What's her name?
Is she naked?
I don't know. I mean, there's very little info about it other than that, yes, it's in there. But I imagine it's the same kind of thing. It's like, well, if someone ever breaks this open, they'll be like, huh. There's a little fucking figurine in here.
Little woman in PS4. I gotta see what she looks like.
I really hope I don't break down a wall one day and find a woman in there. She's probably gonna be dead.
Like, could you take a whole bunch of shirts that you're donating to the Goodwill and on the inside of them write offensive things, and then like they'll buy their $2 shirt and take it home, and they won't look at the inside, but then maybe one day it'll like turn inside out in the wash machine. They're like, wait, this t-shirt says cunt fungus on it.
Oh, we could do that. We could take them down to like Mississippi and donate them to like a Goodwill down there and just have really offensive shit for Mississippi, like, you know, interracial marriage is kind of okay. Or, yeah, black chicks, they can date white dudes, you know, whatever. It's cool. And then just have, like, rednecks lose their shit over it. I think that would be hilarious. Now you got that look in your eyes like, you want to do this.
You should do it.
Yeah.
And film it.
I just think that there's more ways to mess with people than what we're currently doing.
Well, we're not really doing much.
I know. We need to. We need to start putting things in things.
And people?
We need to.
You could just spend an entire weekend texting wrong numbers that it's a boy and it's yours.
We need to do, like, some graffitis.
Like Rat Fag?
Like Rat Fag, yeah.
Rat Fag is a local hero.
Rat Fag?
Rat Fag.
Tell me about Rat Fag.
Rat Fag tags all of the goddamn abandoned buildings on my way to work. Just these huge, gigantic graffiti names.
And what do they
rat
say?
Rat Fag.
They say Rat Fag?
Rat Fag. And it's the most elaborate script, too. It's clearly legible from the fucking highway. It's gotta be the size of my damn torso, each letter. This dude just puts so much work into his graffiti. It is amazing. And it just lines every building.
And you'd think that, you know, he would choose a better moniker, like something, you know, PC, something Googleable.
Well,
what happens when you Google Rat Fag? Do you get pictures of Rat Fag?
Yes.
I don't know. I've never really looked for Rat Fag. Where would you go looking for Rat Fag?
I guess on your way to work.
Well, yeah. I mean,
at night, though, probably.
Well, maybe he works like in the same building area because, you know, it's kind of on the way to my building.
He just wants to look at his own stuff on the way?
Well, yeah, you know, you kind of like to, you know, get a little pick-me-up. What if your name was on every fucking building on your way to work? Just randomly?
Be pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, how do you, like, get a better ego boost than your name is everywhere?
Unless my name was Rat Fag.
Does change it slightly, right?
Yeah, but your name is Mike Moore. There's,
I mean, I would
4,000 of you.
I would hate my parents for naming me Rat Fag, and I would turn to a life of crime and graffiti.
and public destruction.
I think Travis is dying.
Travis is dying.
Travis, don't die.
Sorry.
I thought that was an echo of me coughing for a second. That's very conspicuously timed.
So how was Detective Napier while I was shitting?
I don't know.
Did we not do that?
Oh. Well, that's a problem.
What? What just happened?
Our show's over.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because. it's time for it to be over.
Well, where's our friends from the next show?
Coming.
On their fucking way, man.
Shouldn't they be here by now? We need our friends. See you in hell, rat fags.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
No.
That's what I found.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
Back with Matt and Melanie and Travis and everybody.
And Paul and Napier and Mike.
Paul and Napier and Mike.
Hi, guys. All of me.
Yay.
Hi.
Yeah.
Gang's
all here.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. I feel like shit. This could be a really bad show.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I've still got this lingering cold, or maybe it's allergies or something.
God damn it.
Were you listening? I was just dying because I have a sinus infection.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to get it.
So yeah. I might have lots of coughs in the show. Exactly.
Yep, cool.
Pack
what?
It up. That's the cool thing now.
Back it up?
Hack it.
Oh, hack it up? Yeah, just...
Sexy.
Maybe anger will be pissed.
Is that
about
sexy?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Phlegm is sexy.
Nice.
Use it as lube, right?
I'm the sexiest fucker ever, all day then, generally.
I can only get off if she's crying.
Tears are your lube?
Yeah. See, that's why I like the American Idol, like the first couple shows, because all the ladies are crying during it and gets me so fucking wet.
You know what's super funny is every time Napier talks, I always think he's going to take it farther than he does. Like, I thought for sure he was just going to say, I can only get off if she's bleeding.
Well, why did she's crying?
Is Napier shock syndrome?
I think that's what it is. What are you guys doing on the old Beardies tonight?
What? We had to just get rid of a story because you guys talked about it.
Which
nice.
One?
Which one?
The baby on the dress.
Mandy sent us that one.
Thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy.
You could just do it. It's a good story.
We've got a guy that sends a unsolicited dick pic to a chick. She Facebooks his mom.
It's actually pretty funny.
We got a new game.
Did you guys hear the grapefruiting tips?
I did hear the grapefruiting tips. I think after the show, I'm going to go down to the produce section.
Mel, let me hear your interpretation of the blowjob sound.
I would get so soft.
Well, the lady that is doing it, she's real hot too. So.
Is she really?
Oh yeah, big time.
She's a very big black lady. I think I've seen her on Tosh.0 before.
So,
should I do that on the show as part of my
grapefruiting?
Sexy beast?
That's what we're gonna make Drunk do next week.
Who is he gonna grapefruit?
I'm gonna have to get like a dildo or something. Maybe he could grapefruit a banana.
But you gotta tell him he's gonna stick the grapefruit up his ass.
Mike, that's what we didn't do on tonight's show. We were gonna do how do we welcome back Drunk with torture.
Yeah, we have to torture Drunk somehow next week. And we have to figure
we needed like listener submissions, I think.
Pineapple app the ass, like in Little Nicky.
Oh no, that's wrong. But if a ruby red grapefruit doesn't fit up his ass, then they can use a navel orange.
Can we do soft sensual petting so that he like
we'll just
get
drunk throughout the show? Yes. Make him sit in the middle and me and you.
What are those little oranges? Are those cuties? The ones that kids are supposed to be able to peel?
Tangerines.
Yeah. See how many of those you can fit in his
cuties.
Asshole.
They're for kids.
Little cuties for kids. Put some cuties in ya. Some little cuties. Napier, go get us a bag of cuties.
Okay, Mike.
Run a rope through about five or six of them. They could be just giant anal beads.
Cuties.
Oh, my God. Why are they so heavy?
Don't get the full-size oranges, Napier.
They're not easy to peel.
No, not like the cuties.
That voice is disturbing.
It's really fucked up. We need to figure out something to do with that, Mike.
Have you seen the Lemonheads guy? The new Lemonheads mascot?
Jesus.
He's creepy.
What do you do with Lemonheads?
What do you do with them?
Do you put them in your mouth?
You do.
Don't tell your parents that we're telling you to put those in your mouth, okay?
Kids, go get cuties.
They're seedless.
They're easy to peel.
Jesus, I gotta go.
Mike, do that voice, but sing that Toys R Us song.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. From bikes to games to video games. Shit.
It's the biggest toy.
It's the biggest toy story there is. I don't want to grow up, because if I did, wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Yay.
Yay.
Guys. Bravo, friend.
Oh, goodness.
Have fun at Beardy and the Beast, guys.
Thanks
for the plug.
It's got to be a humdinger.
Thanks, little Mikey.
Cuties. You guys got any fruit in your kitchen? Guys.
Somebody
no,
needs
no.
a banana.
I got
no
a bottle. Fruit? Does that count?
What?
I've got a bottle of wine. Does that count as fruit?
That's right? Mommy's silly fruit.
Mommy's liquid fruit?
That's what mommy drinks when the principal has to call her.
You get a whole bunch of fruit. You put it in a blender and you make smoothies. Guys.
Hey, smoothies one more time. That was awesome.
We just stay on and talk like this for next time.
The best part of the little oranges, they're so sweet.
Do they make your lips pucker?
They make my lips pucker. They're so sweet. I love them. Bye, guys.
Oh my God! Have a good show, guys.
We'll try it now.
Guys, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Sweet dreams.